Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Lord, today we just declare that you are Lord of all, that God, you created all, and that, Lord, our steps are ordered by you. Lord, we praise you today that heaviness will be broken in Jesus' name. That, Lord, we realize today that we are not junk, we are not trash, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, we're not made to carry the yokes, we're made to carry the yoke that Christ paid for, and it's light. And Lord, right now we shift our internal atmosphere so that the outside will shift right now. Lord, I just pray that right now, God, you will get a hold of every person with their hand that is up in the air right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you that, God, it's happening now. It's happening now. It's happening now. Come get them. It's happening now. Come get them. Those that have their hands up, put it on them. Keep your hands up for just one more minute. Keep them up for just one more minute. Just one more minute. You say, Pastor, why are you doing this? The garment of praise. Yeah. When it hits you, I dare you to praise God for just a minute. Just thank him. He's got you covered. Just keep them up. Whew. I want you to take it and put them on somebody else. Do it quickly. Quickly. No, I want them. I want them. I want them. The one that had it on, I want you to take it and I want you to put it on another person right now. Do it quickly. You say, Pastor, why are you having them do it? Is because you got to understand is that we're not called to be served. We're called to serve. We're going to love out of our circumstance. We're going to love out of where we are. Quickly, 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 quickly. Just put it on somebody else right now. Just put it on them. Quickly. The Lord's doing something right now. That's it. That's it. When you're ready, move. Go ahead and put it on somebody. Just one more minute. Come on, just one more minute. I'll preach, I promise. Just one more minute. Come on, church. You say, why are you doing this in church, Pastor? Listen, this is where the word comes alive. If we can't do and what the Lord tells us to do, then why do we have church? Lord, we just praise you. We thank you that the garment of praise for heaviness. Lord, we thank you. People are going free this morning. Lord, I declare that depression is broken in Jesus' name. Lord, I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit of depression and suicide, you spirit of death, I break your hold in Jesus' name. I praise you, God, that, Lord, today people are not leaving here the way they come in. I declare it by the word of God in the name of Jesus right now. Move quickly, move quickly. If you got it on, just release it right now. Release it. Go to somebody else quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Move, 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 move. Move. Go to the next one quickly. In the name of Jesus. Just one more minute. Just one more minute. Just one more minute. Just one more minute. Come on. Come on. We're going to be healthy. We're going to be healthy. Brother, come up here. Come up here. As soon as you hand it off, just come up here. How's your back? About the same. Can you put your hands right on the bottom of his back right now? Because my back is so tight. As soon as you stood up, it was just like it grabbed a hold of right here in the bottom section of my back. Wow. Is everybody okay? You know, this is called church. I mean, you don't just have to have 3 points in a poem. Isn't that right, Trina? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, for releasing that back. In the name of Jesus, just release. Muscles, release. Bones, shift. In the name of Jesus. Lord, it's the very thing that tries to keep them out of church. So, Lord, I just bind up the weapon of the enemy. Lord, it's formed, but, Lord, you said it wouldn't prosper. So, Lord, right now, we just stand on your word because you are the promise keeper, the way maker. Pray, Lord, that right now, that pain begins to ease off that back. No, I don't want it to ease off. Lord, just it's got to go. It's got to go. Lord, this will be a sign and a wonder. In the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you in Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you it's going to happen in the same hour. In the same hour. Is it getting warm in the middle of that back? Right in that bottom section? Is it getting warm, brother? Yeah, you better. Huh? Is it getting warm back there? You feel that? Okay. Just keep receiving it. You know you're called to be up here with these men. You love when the Holy Spirit just messes everything up. I do. Where's my wife? My wife's serving in so many different ministries. I need you, honey. Guys, I don't care if I preach at all today. It's Father's Day. We're going to let the Father do what he wants to do. And if you got to go, you got to go. No, who in here has, and the Lord just spread this out a little bit. Hold on. Not just ulcers. Who in here has issues with their bowels? You do. Anybody else? Come up here. Come up here. Is there anybody else? Your stomach, your bowels, anybody else? They're saying what now? They're saying cancer in your colon. The devil is a liar. That right there just made me mad. How many of y'all can stretch your hands this way? Just stretch your hands this way right to these people right up here in the front. Now listen, I want to say this, okay, and I want you to hear Pastor. Stop worrying. Worry is fear. 365 times in your Bible, the word says, fear not. That's one for every day of your life. So every day you wake up, look at Pastor. Every day you wake up in the morning, say, I'm not going to fear. Pastor, you don't understand what I'm going through. Does it matter? Because if you could do something about it, you've already done it. I've got a way maker. And if he tells me not to fear, then I don't want myself to get in the way of my miracle. See, God's faithful. He's true. He's just. So what happens is we get in the way. Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to get out of the way. Sometimes it's not just fear. Sometimes it is because of the stress of circumstances around you. You know what I want to say to you about stress? Cast. Y'all didn't hear me. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Brother Larry, can I? I can tell him. Okay. For over a month, it seemed like Brother Larry's source had dried up. The enemy tried to feed him a seed of depression, tried to get him to quit, tried to get him to go backwards, and all we did was trust God. Monday, I told him, I said, listen, me and you got to get back together. He goes, Pastor, I got to tell you what just happened. I put in a bid on the job, and in one job, it's going to carry me the whole year. And God's going to bless him. Because you know why he didn't grow weary in well-doing? He said, Lord, I'm just going to keep on trusting you. And there was times he would, listen, can I be true for Brother Larry? He'd call me and say, Pastor, I'm getting a little weak. I said, let me build you up. And that's what I would do. I'd build up his faith. Today, can I just go ahead and declare to you, I'm here to build your faith. I'm here to tell you that God is no respecter of person. If he did it for him, he can do it for you, and he can do it for you, and he can do it for you, and he can do it for you. Listen, I've watched ulcers go. I've watched esophagus problems. I know of a man of God right now who the whole time and a part of his life, they said, you'll never be able to eat what you want to eat. And for years, he trusted God. But there was one time, the man wasn't even at church because he was so sick. The church came together and prayed, and God healed him in his home. I got good news for you. At least you made it to church. So I want you to just lift your hands up. Yeah, you receive. Just receive. Receive. Cancer, I bind you up in Jesus' name. I curse you, cancer, in the name of Jesus. Leave that body. I declare into that body that, Lord, right now, that colon will be absolutely new. In the blood, I declare the blood of Jesus. Put your hands on your wife's stomach right there. In the name of Jesus. Come here, boy. Come here. You just walked by at the wrong time. Put your hand on your mama. Do you believe that God can touch your mama? You know. Ready to pray? Huh? You tired of you seeing your mama sick? We're going to trust God. Can we trust God together? It says where two or three are gathered, Jesus is right here. Nothing like a praying family. A family that prays together stays together. You ready? Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask you right now that, Lord, that ulcer has to close in Jesus' name. Close. And not open again. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that, Lord, when they go to look, it will be just a new area of new flesh. Whole. Wholeness in Jesus' name, Lord. I just pray that pain leaves this body right now. Pain leaves this body right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Katrina. When I began to pray for you, the Lord said, tell her it's time to fast. Fasting, not so much for your spirit. The Lord wants to call a fast in your life to begin to heal. So I'm going to challenge you to do a fast. Okay? Be wise. Okay? And you probably need to talk to my wife. Okay? I just, in my spirit, you need to talk to her about fasting. But I also want her to have communion for 3 days. Okay? It's just something the Lord just told me. He said, you tell her, okay, in the middle of your fast, God's going to do a miracle. Okay? That's all the Lord's waiting on. Okay? So, I'm just telling you what he said, and then I'm going to leave it. Okay? Okay? And I'm going to tell you, definitely talk with Pastor Chris. Okay? All right? Your healing's made manifest. It's here. Just like cancer's gone from her body right now. Okay? We're just going to walk it out in Jesus' name. Okay? All right? And strength, too. And joy. Are y'all ready to receive? Are you really ready to receive? If you are, then I want you to lift your hands up. You say, Pastor, why they do all three at one time? It's because the Lord said he's going to do all three at one time. I don't know. How many realize it doesn't always have to be personal? There's a corporate healing. You might want to move up just a little. Yeah, the anointing just got thicker too, didn't it? One step closer and it was just like, oh. Nyrene about fell off the platform, and all I did was reach out to her. I was trying to help her. It's not pastor, it's the anointing. Can y'all stretch your hands this way? Come out of that seat. Come out of that seat. Come here. Come out of that seat. I'm getting out of the way. You come up here. Come here. Can I see your hands for a minute? You know, healing's taking place right now. Amen. How many of you already had church already? You never know what you get when you come here. I'll tell you what you get. You just get God because we get out of the way. Hallelujah. Receive. Receive. In the same way that Jesus said, receive you the Holy Ghost. Receive that healing in Jesus' name. Now listen to Pastor. Okay? With the stomachs, worrying, fear, stress, and anxiety, you got to take the word and apply it. Okay? But also in the same token, you got to know what to feed your body to be healthy. Okay? So I challenge you over the next couple of days, I want you to listen to the Holy Spirit. Because what's going to happen is He's going to heal your body. I believe by next Sunday, you're going to come in and say, you know what? Pain's gone. Okay? When she goes back to the doctor, cancer's gone. And I bind up fear because you know what? The devil would try to tell her, that's how I took your mama. But the truth is that curse is broken off of her. Are you hearing me? I speak the word of the Lord that there be life.
When we were singing up here a while ago, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. I don't know which one. And now He's talking about it. So what He told me was, sugar. I'm not talking about diabetes, but it's the sugar in your diet that is messing with your system. Okay? So you gotta cut it out. I'm not talking about cutting back, you gotta cut it out. Okay? Because when you have sugar in your system, things grow in your system that don't need to be there, and that messes you up. Okay? I'm guilty. I thought it was for me. I thought it was just for me, but okay. Sugar. And I'm not talking about just sugar, but things that produce sugar, things that break down into sugar, like your bad carbohydrates and stuff, your white bread, your rice, your stuff like that. All that stuff, because we're addicted to it, okay? We get addicted to this stuff because it's the sugar. Our body, or the stuff that's growing in our body, is addicted to that sugar. So it tells us, you need this. You don't need it, okay? To heal your gut, that's what you're going to have to do, okay?
Well, I think it would be a word of wisdom if Pastor Chrissy would actually do a class to teach us. How many of y'all agree that there should be a class to kind of help us with those things? Pastor Chrissy, that's going to be all you. That's not going to be Pastor Eric. Amen? You know, I want to give you something before you go this morning. Can you give me about 10 minutes? Can everybody give me about 10 minutes? I just want to share something in the Word with you really quick. Holy Spirit's still moving. Amen. But I can't shake this. The Lord gave this to me. And I've got to share it with you really quick because some of y'all in here are right in this place right now. And it is only going to take about 10 minutes, I promise. If you got to go, go ahead. I'll release you. But if you want this word, then I want to give it to you real quick. Can you handle it? In Genesis chapter 18. Thank you, baby. Y'all take a break. Don't go nowhere. Just take a break. She's doing such a great job. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 9. I want you to look at something with me real quick. I promise you it won't take long, but I'm going to probably have to pick this up next Sunday. And if the Holy Spirit don't want me to preach next Sunday, I'm good with that too. Amen? Genesis chapter 18, verse 9. Are you there? You find two angels coming to Abraham, and in verse 9, this is what they said. And they said unto him, where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, behold, she's in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. I will certainly, you get that reverb for me. I can certainly return unto you according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah your wife will have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind them. Now, look at verse 11. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of a woman. In other words, she was past time. Not just past, but really past time. No, y'all ain't going to hear me right now. Not just past and very past, but absolutely past. Now watch. Verse 12. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, Am I waxed old, and shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? Sounds like a woman, right? Not all women, just sounds like some women. God, you're going to wait till I'm 65 before you send me out to do... No, yeah, let me leave it alone. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore, or why did Sarah laugh, saying, I am of a surety to bear a child, which am old. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? And at the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah's going to have a son. Now, can I just stop right here for a second? Because this is somewhere that we all are. And I will preach this probably next Sunday, Lord willing. But watch this. The Lord's trying to tell everybody here, it doesn't make a difference what you say that you're past. It doesn't make a difference how many times you thought that you missed God. Y'all ain't going to help me. Okay. So it doesn't matter what you think or what you say. God says when you are not able to do anything, this is when God says, I'm going to do it. He looks at Sarah and says, Sarah, why did you laugh? See, you got to realize her joy had been gone because she was never able to do what God promised her. Some of us in here are living in a place of depression because you feel like every time you take a step forward, you take two steps back. Or every time you get on your feet, something happens. Or about the time things get right, something goes wrong. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. And then we get to the place where we finally just go, okay, God, I'm just happy the way I am. I'm going to let my life be the way it is. And I'm just going to go through life. And about the time you give up, God says, now I can do it. Hello. So she laughs at God. She goes, okay, now that I'm old and I can't do anything, now's the time you really want me to do this? I don't know about anybody else, but could you imagine being almost 100 years old and getting pregnant? All the women here just went, no. Could you imagine? Let me flip the coin since it's Father's Day. Men, could you imagine? It's okay to laugh in the house of God. I mean, come on. Listen, even when they're in their 20s, man, hey, I need some chocolate milk. I need you to rub my feet. I need you to rub my belly. You don't know what I'm going through. My back hurts. Could you imagine adding about 60 to 80 more years to that? Not counting what the woman would have to go through. It would have to be supernatural. See, you got to understand that for so long you've looked through the natural, never realizing that he wants to put the super onto your... She laughed. She just laughed. She's just, there's just no way. She had forgot the point that there was two angels miraculously showing up. Y'all ain't going to catch this. Yeah, I can tell. She done forgot the point that all of a sudden these two guys come up. She done forgot who they were sent by. See, how many of us in our situation, it doesn't make a difference if God were to send an angel or not, you were still in your situation. You couldn't think past. So even when the supernatural is moving, you can't see it. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. So stuck in the hurt. So stuck in the disappointment. So stuck in everything else that her joy was gone. And even a word from God couldn't shift her circumstance. Can I just help everybody here? bitterness, and depression, y'all ain't going to catch this, will cause you to run from the things of God and laugh at it. I've had people laugh in the middle of service when the Holy Spirit hits somebody. They would sit in the back pew and laugh at them. You know what I'd do? Those are the ones I'd pray for. Because what happens is before long, when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of them, they act out more than what... I've seen people who didn't believe in speaking in tongues. When the Holy Spirit hit them, they spoke in tongues and you couldn't shut them up. You don't even say nothing. People who didn't believe in healing, all of a sudden they couldn't keep their hands off of people. Can you go to chapter 21 so I can show you this real quick? Genesis 21. Are you there? Genesis 21, verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he said. Now here's something I want to help everybody with. Do you understand that he is a promise keeper? A way maker? Oh, gosh, y'all ain't catching this. If he said it, this is yes. This is yes. How many of you he said something to you? How many of you he said it to you, but you ain't got it yet? No, help me out here. Help me out here. Now, listen, I want to preach truth in the house of God. How many of us have not arrived yet? You haven't got it yet. The great news is if he said it, you can count on it. Do you need to understand is that between chapter 18 and 21, there was some time that went by there. See, some of us in here, the Lord wants to just test you and see. Are you going to hold on to it? Are you going to hold on to it? See, guys, you need to understand. I had something that God gave me when I was 17 years old, and I'm still holding on to it. Most people would have gave up. But you see, I got a God that cannot lie. If he gave it to me, then I know it's going to manifest. See, come on, you guys got to help me for just a minute. See, when God gives you a word, he delivers. And what happens is he returns all that time. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. See, you need to understand that at this moment right here, what happened was when God came to her and visited her, he returned all the time between the word and the manifestation. And the Lord visited Sarah as he said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he spoke. Go to verse 2 quickly. Go to verse 2. I ain't going to keep you long. You ready? Watch this. Verse 2, for Sarah conceived and bore Abraham. That's funny all in itself. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age. And at the set time, no, y'all got to catch this, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. He told Abraham the time, but he didn't tell her. Why couldn't he tell her? Because she laughed. Oh, no, y'all miss that. Y'all miss that. See, some of you are laughing at God, and God said, but you don't understand. The clock is ticking. No, y'all need to hear me. In your season of your life where God spoke a word into your life, the clock is ticking. And it's not ticking forward. It's counting down, baby. Some of y'all are short timers. I'm a short timer. It's coming. I can see it squeezing on down. Those miracles, those things that God spoke into my life, I see them coming closer and closer and closer and closer. No. See, get your eyes off of what you're missing and put your eyes on what he's doing. Y'all got to listen. Even when I don't see you moving, it's because many times I'm not even looking for it. But see, I want to get my eyes where I can begin to see, ooh, there was a shift in the atmosphere there. Oh, there's something that moved there. Oh, there's something that's happening there. Oh, there's a word right there. Oh, the word of God just said this here. No, see, you got your eyes in the wrong place. Go to verse 3. Quickly. I don't want to preach too long. I'm just going to give this to you quickly. Verse 3. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Isaac. Isaac, the father of all nations. Isaac, the promise. But do you understand, do you know what Isaac really means? Does any of y'all know what Isaac really means? His name? Laughter. Oh, watch this. Watch this. No, you got to catch this. God has a sense of humor. You laughed at God. Ooh, what you sow, you reap. Okay, I laugh at you, God, and then I bear a son named Laughter. But see, what you don't understand is that he was named Isaac for two reasons. One, because she did laugh. But two, because what happened was every person who laughed at her and told her she would never amount to anything or she would never be able to bear a promise, now she gets to laugh. No, y'all got to hear me. There's some things in your life that you laughed at God, and God said, I'm going to turn it around, and everybody who laughed at you is going to step back because you're going to laugh at them and say, this is how good my Father is. This is a good, good Father. See, there's a turnaround that's getting ready to happen. Before, everybody was laughing at you, but when you bear what God says, when you birth the thing that God said is getting ready to happen. No, y'all, I'm about to run. I'm about to run because, see, you're getting ready to birth the thing that God said was going to happen. And when it does, all the naysayers are going to have to. And you're going to be able to walk by and go, come on, Isaac. You see what God did? Look at my boy. Look at this thing that God just birthed. No, look at this thing that God just blessed me with. Look at this right here. And for all of you that laughed at me, now let me show you how good a God is. I was beyond any help. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do this in the natural. There's no way. But now I got a God who showed up and made a way where there is no way. He said it. And he delivered it. And now I can laugh about it. See, some of y'all in here, listen. I love what the Word says. He's going to take your mourning and turn it into laughter. He's going to turn it into joy. Do you realize 420 times in the Bible the Word talks about joy? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, I got to stop. I got to stop because I'll preach for another hour. But you got to understand is that what God is trying to say to you is the very thing everybody laughed at you about. The very thing that everybody said you would never be able to beat. The very thing that everybody has said you better quit. Golly. The very thing that everybody said to stop with and God told you to move with. There's a day of reckoning coming when the Word of God will be made manifest. I dare you just to shout manifest. How many of y'all are ready for it to... Guys, I wish I had a clock sound right now. Tick, 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 tick. Boy, some of y'all remember the old days when you used to cook a cake. You didn't have timers on the stove. You had the old. And that rascal would tick down, and as it ticked down, you would run to that oven and smell them cookies getting, And then as that timer would get a little bit down to about that two-minute mark, the aroma would fill the house. Guys, y'all got to hear me. Watch this. There is an aroma that is beginning to fill the house. There is a countdown. I'm telling you, the cookies are about to come out of the oven in your life. The things that you've been waiting for, the things that God said that you laughed at before, he's going to turn around and use your laughter to show how the goodness of God is. The timer is getting short. And as it gets shorter and shorter in your life, you're going to begin to get free. You're going to be able to come up. You're going to be able to come out. You're going to be able to receive the things that God has for you. Healing will be made manifest. Provision will be there. Y'all need to hear me. Listen, the time is getting short because the Word of God is real. It's alive. wants to move in your life. So for all of you that are laughing at God, I got a reckoning for you. Before long, you're going to be swinging it around. Before long, some of y'all are going to be coming to church like this. I'm a guy. Oh. And I pray for the day I begin to hear the cries of what God promised for you. Listen to me. Please listen to me. It's coming. It's coming. So let me ask you something. Everybody in here, it's time for you to begin to really shift. It's so easy to put your eyes on things that are right in front of you. Amen? Because if you're like, Pastor, listen, in 1 week's time, everything in the world breaks, goes crazy. You name it. I'll trade with anybody. But you know what I've learned? I've learned that the joy of the Lord is my strength. There's so many things right here I wish I could share, but I need you to come to a place where everybody in here is going to have to do something right now. With every eye closed and with every hand lifted up, just trust me. Can you trust me for a minute? With every eye closed and every hand lifted up, because I'm closed and I'm done. Holy Spirit said I'm done. I'm getting ready to pray, and I want to see if you can receive it. What the Lord told me to pray was the same thing that the prophet said to the servant. Give him eyes to see that there is more for us than those against us. In other words, Lord, I pray that today you shift what we see. So how many of you here just want to ask the Lord right now, just, Lord, shift what I see? How many of y'all can do that right now? Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, we your people, we love you, God. We love you, Father. We ask you to open our eyes to see you move. So that, Lord, in every aspect, that we're not blinded, but we see just how awesome you are. And Lord, we just ask you to do that right now. We give you praise, honor, and the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.